I thought we did some good things, but we had some opportunities to score touchdowns, to make some plays, to convert third downs, and when you have an opportunity to jump on a team and build a lead, you got to do it. And we let them off the hook a few times, and then they got hot and they're in the late third quarter into the fourth quarter. And we couldn't, at that point it was too late. We couldn't make up the damage.
After a loss like this, how long do those missed opportunities go through your mind? Do you just think about them constantly?
Well, we'll see. Obviously, they're still right there. This one hurts. Just when you look back and you see that we had some chances, and we had a good plan and had good plays called at the right time to take advantage of what they were doing, and just couldn't make the throw or the catch or the block or just too many mistakes, just didn't make the plays at the right time.
Yeah, in retrospect, how close was the offense to really having the type of game that it felt that it was capable of having this year?
I thought we were close. Teams weren't giving us a whole lot of opportunities to get the ball down the field, and they gave us a few, and we had the right calls at the right time to possibly hit some, and we took them, and you got opportunities to hit big plays, hit the one post, but had a couple other go routes that were touchdowns that we didn't make, and some third down conversions, and just stuff that the difference in points, points left out. Left out there, and you got to make those plays in playoffs.
You have to grade yourself on an A to F scale this season. What would you give yourself?
I'll let coaches grade me or let y'all grade me. I don't worry about that. So did some good stuff. It was tough. It was tough offensively the way teams were playing, and just run our offense as efficient as we wanted to. Thought I hung in there and did some good things. Got to protect the ball better. You win 11 games, you're doing something right, but obviously didn't score enough points offensively. We'll have to look back and see how we can improve.
What's the mood swing like for you? Such a high kind of going into the game, and then that kind of abrupt end you talked about yesterday. What is it like for you personally to process?
It's tough. I don't know if it's truly sank in yet. It's kind of... I'll know probably hit more tonight when you wake up knowing you don't have anything to do tomorrow. So that's the first time that's happened since July. But even at that point, kind of training and getting ready. So it's difficult, but I'll manage. Done it before and take a little time to reflect and get my thoughts about this season and things I need to improve on, things to start working on for next year. And get back to it.
What do you think about Dell punching the hole in the wall?
I don't know anything really about it. Seen some reports, but I didn't see the hole. Didn't see him do it. So I really don't know anything about it.
Eli, including the guys that are on IR, do you feel you have enough of a nucleus here to get that offense over the hump next year?
Yeah, I think we have. I thought we did some good things offensively. We have guys who have been here in this system for a number of years that know what they're doing. Have some young guys that did some good things for us that will continue to grow and get better. So I think we have a good core of people that can be an explosive offense and a top offense. But it's just certain guys got to play better. Some guys got to step up. I got to get better, play better. But I think we're at a good position, but need to improve as well.
Do you do anything different in the off season in order to reach your goal of playing better and all that stuff?
Well, I think I've handled a lot of off seasons well in improving this. Getting stronger, keeping my arm strength where it needs to be. I thought my arm strength is good. Still can make the deep throws and make all the throws. So I'll continue to at my age I can't relax and depend. I got to keep work harder than ever just to to stay where I am and to improve.
Eli, do you have any lingering concerns about Odell and these questions that we seem to always ask you about his maturity, as it were?
No, I don't have concerns. You know, I think Odell does. He's passionate. You know, he is passionate, but he's, you know, and he wants to win. This was, you know, important for him. He wanted to go out there and have the best game of his career, and maybe put too much pressure on himself or emphasis, and you know. Unfortunately, you know, going to the playoffs, it's different. It's different for everybody, and we didn't have a whole lot of people who had been to the playoffs. And you hate to say it's a learning experience for a group, and you know, I hate to say that, you know, when I'm in my 13th year that but sometimes you just got, you know, guys got to go through it and see what it's like to understand. That they can't, you know, make it bigger than what it is, and you got to have, a calm mindset and just go out there and play football and be relaxed and bring out your best and don't try to play your best. You got to just, you know, trust it, trust the training, and just go do it. So, I think Odell, he's going to be fine. He's learning every year, and this is another learning experience for him.
You joked about it last week, but is it unfortunate that the last narrative might be the trip that they took, and that's what people are always going to talk about?
Right. Well, you just got to, learn that the perception of things, makes a difference, and you do things, you got to back it up, I don't think it had an impact on the game. I thought, you know, we had a great week of practice. Guys were making plays and running around and intense and focused and everything good. Unfortunately, just we didn't have it yesterday.
Did you talk to him about that? The perception.
Odell, Anton Jones said he thought maybe the stage was too big for him. What do you think about that?
I can't comment on everybody else's, you know, what they have to say. So I don't think his opinion, you know, has really anything to do with it.
Two more guys. Did you talk to him about, like you talked about, the perception, and then you have to go out and back it up. Did you talk to them about that?
No, I haven't. Well, no. I mean, at the time, obviously you want to make try to make a joke of it. Don't make it a distraction. Don't try to about to go play a playoff game. You want everybody feeling good and feeling right. So, handled it the proper way to try to, get the best out of our guys.
Eli, we've seen some teams go to the Super Bowl one year and not get there the next. How do you work it so this team knows that it has to build off, this season?
Well, I think you can't forget the feeling that we're having right now and the feeling that we had last night, and so you have to understand, you can't just think it's going to happen again and you're going to make the playoffs again, because it's hard, and you got to win close games and you got to catch breaks and. A lot of things got to go your way, but that comes from the commitment to get better. And I truly believe that, when you have a nucleus of guys who start their training early and have the mindset that they're going to get better and work hard and truly commit and sacrifice for the better of the team, then those are teams that somehow find a way to win games. And I thought we had our guys obviously were committed to getting better last year. That's why you win close games. We didn't win in the end, but I don't think it was a lack of commitment. But we got to stay, keep that hunger, keep that commitment, and make improvements.